Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
If something is a real cause of happiness, it cannot give rise to suffering. So we need to find something that only gives rise to happiness and never, ever gives rise to pain and problems. I think you know what that thing is. We'll come to it in a minute. So, we're trying to manipulate the conditions of our life. They're called external conditions. Our job, the people we live with, where we live, how we live, the things we do every day, externally, because we want to be happy. But those external things cannot make you happy on their own. There's another ingredient. This is the ingredient that is most important: a peaceful mind. External conditions cannot make you happy unless your mind is peaceful. That we need to learn, and we know from our own experience. So Venerable Geshe says, the real source of happiness is inner peace. Please carefully think about this. The real source of happiness, cause, where it's coming from, the real source of happiness is inner peace, peace of mind, mental peace. That's the real cause. If our mind is peaceful, we will be happy all the time, because it's the cause of happiness. Not the sun or the rain, not the company, not the holiday, not the job, not the money, not the activities. External conditions cannot make us happy unless our mind is peaceful. So you've a lot of scientific research to do after this talk, because you need to test, is that true or not true in my own experience? We have a lot of experience of this already. So Geshe-la gives some examples. If our mind is peaceful, we will be happy all the time, regardless of external conditions. But if our mind is disturbed or troubled in any way, not peaceful, we have no peace of mind, we will never be happy, no matter how good our external conditions may be. We need to think about this, because we're putting our time and energy. Yeah, we need good human conditions. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, never believe they're going to give you the happiness you seek. They can't. If they could, you'd see examples. There are no examples of people who are happy from external conditions. You know, these days, there's many huge yachts appearing in small harbors all over the world. And you think, are the people on that yacht, are they happy all the time? It's like a huge yacht can't make you happy if you are full of mental bad habits. You'll be miserable on the yacht, miserable without the yacht. It doesn't matter. What matters is what's happening in our heart. Have we a peaceful mind? or not. External conditions can only make us happy if our mind is peaceful. So then Geshe-la says, we can understand this through our own experience. So that's your life. Your experience is your life. So start paying attention to what happens when your mind changes from peaceful to unpeaceful. So Geshe-la gives us an example. For instance, even if we are in the most beautiful surroundings and have everything we need, so you're watching a sunset in the Lake District with someone, the moment we get angry, any happiness we may have disappears. So you need to check. The circumstances are still the same. You're still on a hillside watching the sunset. The circumstances are the same, but your happy mind has disappeared. Why? Because you had an argument, you got angry, and then the external circumstances aren't making you happy anymore, because happiness doesn't come from external circumstances. It comes from a peaceful mind. So when we get angry, any happiness we have disappears. This is because anger has destroyed our inner peace. So start paying attention. Whenever you're gathering external conditions, don't expect them to make you happy, because they can't. Think to yourself, if I keep a peaceful mind, this holiday will go well. If I keep a peaceful mind, this enjoyment in the cafe with my friends will go well. If I keep a peaceful mind, I can walk down to the Morecambe Bay at Manjusri Center in the rain and be happy, because it's a peaceful mind that makes us happy, not our external conditions. So this is so liberating, because we're trying so hard to gather the conditions for a happy life. And do you know where we need to look? Here, right here in our own mind. We just think, I need a peaceful mind. I need a peaceful mind. If you have a peaceful mind, you will be happy in good conditions, and you'll be happy when things are going badly. Both, because a peaceful mind is the source of real happiness. So then a question comes straight away. Where do I buy some peace of mind? Get a box load delivered to my door. So we can't buy it, we can't steal it, we can't suck it out of other people. The only place we can get peaceful mind from is developing it ourselves. So then we say, how do I develop and maintain a peaceful mind? How? So we have to learn what activities lead to mental peace, mental activities, and we've already learned some bad habits of mind, delusions, anger, selfishness, jealousy, pride, greed, there's a nice long list, that destroy our inner peace and start increasing the minds that lead to peace and decreasing the delusions that destroy our peace. Then day by day, month by month, year by year, your mind becomes more and more peaceful. Not just for a few minutes, not just for an hour, eventually a whole day where your mind is peaceful. Even though you're busy at work, you're busy with your family, but your mind is peaceful. Then one day, a week of peace. Imagine if we did a course called A Week of Peace. None of us would be able to do it, but it's a good idea. A week of peace, a month of peace, a year of peace. You know, we say on the 31st of December, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. May this year be much better than the last year. It won't be. Because nothing has really changed. If you decide to develop and maintain a peaceful mind through doing what I'm about to explain, we will have the best year of our life so far. It doesn't depend on what happens. You can't control that. You can't control external conditions. We can develop and maintain a peaceful mind. So just briefly, Buddha taught six spiritual practices that we can do in conjunction with busy daily life, especially the first three. So here they are, a list. Moral discipline, giving, patience, effort, meditation or concentration, and wisdom. I'll say them again, because this is what's going to make the difference between your happy life or more of the same. Where were we? Moral discipline, giving, patience, effort, concentration or meditation, and wisdom. Okay, so just briefly, very briefly. Moral discipline means deliberately refraining from actions that harm others. We can just say simply, deliberately refraining, avoiding inappropriate actions that harm others, killing, stealing, lying, cheating, all these sorts of things, because they're the opposite of developing peace of mind. So we can learn more about this. So we avoid actions that harm others. Wonderful. That'll change everything, just that. Then giving. So normally when we think of giving, we think of giving material help, giving things. But Buddha encourages us there are four main types of giving. Giving things, material things, helping materially wherever and whenever you can. Giving material things, giving love, giving protection, and giving good advice. So the main one we focus on, again, it changes everything, is giving love. Simply care about whoever you're with, in a shop, on a street, at a meeting, in your family, anywhere you are, care about the people surrounding you. You don't have to do anything like run up and hug and kiss them. It's a mind. Giving love is a mind. These people matter. Their happiness is important to me. That's giving love. It's the most important practice that we can engage in all the time, wherever we are. If your mind is thinking about others, it will be peaceful. Giving love. Okay, moral discipline, giving patience. So patience is, they're all huge topics, but this is just like a summary. Whenever we accept difficulty in order to save our peace of mind or the peace of mind of others, we are practicing patience. So again, think carefully. Whenever we accept difficulty, a difficult situation, difficult things happening in your life, whenever we accept, so we means our mind accepts them. If our mind accepts them, we accept them. So whenever we accept any difficulty, in order, so there's a virtuous intention to save our peace of mind, to save our peace of mind, or the peace of mind of others, we are practicing patience. It's the alternative to getting annoyed, upset, angry, depressed, etc. So please think, in summary, we accept difficulty to save our peace. We accept difficulty. Everybody here has difficulty in their life right now. In their body, in their families, in their workplace. You can't be a human and have no difficulties. Impossible. We think we're somehow rare because there's so many difficulties in our life. We share that in common. But if we accept and think, okay, how can I learn from this? Is there an important spiritual lesson this difficulty is teaching me? That's the mind of patience. You accept instead of getting so angry and depressed and destroying your own happiness. Then not only do you have the difficult situation, you have your depressed or angry state of mind on top, which doesn't help at all. So this is practicing patience. When we experience, this is a list, when we experience illness, poverty, loneliness, losing our job, our friends, not fulfilling our wishes, any of these difficult situations, normally we do not accept. And because we do not accept, we get depressed. We get angry. We are full of unhappiness, which gives us a huge problem and those around us also. If instead we accept the difficult situation to save our peace, because we understand peace is the source of happiness. So with a happy mind, you can easily deal with a difficult situation. The unhappy mind is making it so much worse. So we need to carefully think about these things and learn. If we accept this difficult situation to save our peace or the peace of mind of others, we will be free from these problems of depression, discouragement, unhappiness, and anger. So this is the practice of patience. Over time, you think, how many difficult situations do you have? Very small, medium, large, and huge. We have so many. We have hundreds of difficult situations every day, just irritating. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't have that. Must be the people. No, I won't say. So Buddha encourages us, use every opportunity to get angry, to practice saving your peace of mind and be patient. And you think, wow, I'm going to get so many opportunities every day. We could all meet up this time next year and see how we've changed for the better.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.